A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Chaf Hei, Moed Katan 25a, pagination is 49. Dealing with different Gemaras about funerals. And we have a very practical Gemara that applies to honor of Sfarim, really springboarding from an event at the time of a funeral, but teaching us a halacha that's literally an everyday halacha about honoring Sfarim. Counting into the wide lines, five lines, the first word on the line is Behespedo, and then we begin. Kinach nafshe de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna passed away, Savor la asuve sefer Torah apur ye. They thought of putting a sefer Torah on the bed which the deceased rabbi was placed on. Presumably a small Sefer Torah. They used to have small Sefer Torah. I'm just mentioning it because nowadays we have very large Sefer Torah. It's hard to identify exactly what they were suggesting. But whatever it is, they wanted to put a Sefer Torah on the same bed on which the deceased rabbi was. Rashi tells us, Lomar, because they wanted to visually express the idea, Kiyem ze mashakosov bozeh. This person fulfilled what is written in this scroll. It's a statement of honor that he's a great person. Another approach might be similar to a statement in the Gemara in Makos, Kama tipshoi hayinchi, how foolish people are that they stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham, because a Talmud Chacham is a walking Sefer Torah. So perhaps not just that he fulfilled what's written in the Sefer Torah, we might actually explain this a step further, that he was a walking Sefer Torah. In any case, Amaluhu Rav Chista, Rav Chista responded, Milsa de Bechaye lo Svirale, something that in his lifetime he held you're not allowed to do, Hashta Lekim Le'avidle, you're going to do that to him now that he's defenseless, now that he's dead and he can't stop you, so you're going to do that to him? The Omer Rav Tachlifa, because Rav Tachlifa taught us, Anocha Zite L'Rav Huna, I saw Rav Huna, who's the deceased rabbi. I saw him during his lifetime, Deboi Lemesef Apur Ye, that he wanted to sit on a bench, on a bed, V'hava Manach Sefer Torah Alei, and there was a Sefer Torah on that bed, V'kof Kado A'ara, and he flipped over a jug on the floor, turned it upside down so that it should become a shelf, for Osef Sefer Torah Ilave, so that he could put the Sefer Torah on it, because he wouldn't go ahead and sit on the same surface as the Sefer Torah. Alma Kosovar, it was apparent that he held Osuleshav Agave Mitesh Sefer Torah Munach Aleo, that you're not allowed to sit on the same bed that a Sefer Torah is placed upon it. And that is the straightforward halacha regarding a Sefer Torah, not allowed to sit on the same surface that the Sefer Torah is placed on. The questions that we would like to address are twofold to make this extremely practical. Number one, what about other Sfarim? You're talking about a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is very holy. It's written in the scroll form. It has special lettering. That's the Kedusha Sefer Torah, we understand. What about other Sfarim, particularly printed Sfarim? And secondly, could there be a solution of elevating the Sefer, or elevating the Sefer Torah in some way, such that the elevation makes it that we're not equating the person who sits there with the Sefer Torah in a disrespectful way, and you're not sitting on the same surface. We've elevated the Sefer, and now it's separate. It's on its own. So Taisvis, which is the starting point over here, Tap Taisvis, outer commentary, Venira, Taisvis says, in his opinion, Da filu ha-sefer Torah munach begavoa mimenu lo shori. Even if the Sefer Torah was raised, it would not change anything. How does Taisvis know? Venira, it appears to me. What's his inference? Midilo osvua le Sefer Torah begavoa mimenu. Because in the case of Rav Huna's funeral, they would have had a simple solution. They could have elevated the Sefer Torah, whatever's required, and they could have still made the statement that they were trying to make. Rav Chisda objected, and presumably they stopped. Why didn't they have a solution? Says Taisvis, it must be there is no solution. The Beis Yosef, however, in Siman Reish Pei Beis, tells us that the Rishalmi mentions this question and suggests two possibilities. One possibility is that it be raised kol shahu, a little bit. You put something in between and it's already sufficient. Another opinion that says it has to be separated a tefach, a hand's breadth, for argument's sake, 4 inches. And that would be sufficient to raise something so that you would be allowed to sit on the same surface. Beis Yosef continues and tells us that there are other opinions that say it has to be gimel tvachim, 3 hands breadths. And there's another opinion that says it has to be gavoa yud tvachim, 10 tvachim of difference. But in any case, we see that there are opinions that there would be some sort of solution. The Mechaber in Siman Reish Pei Beis Sif Zayin tells us indeed, also leishev al amita sheSefer Torah aleha, you're not allowed to sit on the same surface that the Sefer Torah is. And he continues and says that even though there are dissenting opinions who say that other Sfarim, like printed material, do not have the same halacha, but he writes in the Ramah, v'hu hadin sha'or Sfarim. And the same halacha would apply with other Sfarim. Just as an aside, to mention an additional statement from the Ramah, afilu al hamadrego sha'osim lefnei aron ha-kodesh, there are sometimes steps in front of the aron. Also lahaniach Sfarim, you're not allowed to put Sfarim over there, even though to the people sitting in the general area, it appears to be like a shelf. But since people are going to walk on those very steps in order to walk up to the Aron, so you're not allowed to put Sfarim there. It's like putting it on the floor. Person's going to walk there on the same surface. That's certainly worse than sitting on the same surface as the Sefer. So the ruling of the Ramah is that Hu Hadin Sha'or Sfarim. Other Sfarim are going to have the same halacha. You're not allowed to sit on the same surface. And this is certainly the way we try to observe it, that we do not sit on the same bench that a Sefer is on. However, and this is very practical because in some shuls is a long bench, and someone puts a Sefer down, does that mean that everybody else has to pop up? What is the solution? So what's invoked over here is a statement from Rabbeinu Manoach, brought in the Shach, Sifkat and Tes, based on the Beis Yosef that brings this Rabbeinu Manoach, who writes, Dafka shelo b'shas zman beis hamedrash. This concept that we extend the rule of a Sefer Torah to other Sfarim only applies when it's not the time of learning. It's you're choosing which bench to sit down on, and there's plenty of place, so you're not allowed to sit down on the same bench as the Sefer. But if makom tsar l'talmidim, if there's not enough space, mutter b'shava im hasfarim, you're allowed to even sit on the same surface as the Sfarim. But, medakdek, they were careful, that the Sefer should be raised at least kol shehu, at least a little bit, presumably to fulfill the words of the Yerushalmi in the more lenient opinion that as long as it's raised a little bit, even if it's not raised a tefach, that's sufficient. We would not rely on that for a Sefer Torah, but if we're extending the rule to other Sfarim, then being separated a little bit is sufficient. And that's presumably why people, when there's not enough space and there are not enough seats and the layout is with benches, they're willing to put a Sefer on a talis bag, which is a kol shehu. It's not much of a separation, but it is a little bit of a separation in order that people should be able to sit on the bench. Again, lechatchila, hu hadin shar sfarim, other sfarim have the same rule, but we have a Rabbeinu Manoach that says that that extension to other sfarim should not be imposed when there's not enough room. And in such cases, the Shach describes, there should be a separation of kol shehu, of a little bit, between the Sefer and the bench. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.